So James chapter 1, beginning in verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now if we could go down to verse 12, please. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. So I've entitled my message, The Man That Endureth Temptation. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you would meet with us now, that you would use your word in our hearts and teach us and grow us and change us through it. And Lord, I pray that we would come expecting to hear from you and open our hearts. And Lord, you would do a mighty work in our lives. We pray you'll be glorified in this time. May you be lifted up and pleased with our service now. We give it to you in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's really a beautiful truth this morning that one of the ways we can show we love the Lord is to endure temptation. Honestly, I'd never seen it this way before, but it's here in the verse, chapter 1, verse 12, so clearly. You know, you've heard me say over and over again, love is action, and it is. But according to this verse, one of the ways we show our love for the Lord is by enduring temptation. You know, the Bible tells us that we're going to be facing temptations. We saw that at the beginning of the chapter there in verse 2. Blessed is, the Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. You know, usually when we read that verse, we think of the word trial. We kind of substitute trial for temptation, but that's not what the verse says. It says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. And why should we count it joy? He says, because the trying of our faith worketh patience. Because it is good for us. Because it develops us, it refines us, it grows us when we endure temptation. Now, the Bible teaches that our example, of course, is Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior, that He endured temptation for us. Now, if you would look at Hebrews chapter 4, and we'll see this, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. Of course, Jesus Christ faced the temptations that we face, but praise God, He was perfect and holy and never succumbed to any of those temptations. Notice here, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. The Bible says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So notice it says, in all points, Jesus Christ was tempted like as we are. There is not a temptation that we would face that Jesus doesn't understand. Because it says in all points. In the course of His time on earth as a human, He faced all the temptations that we could face. Of course, without sin. Praise God. Now, if you would look at Hebrews chapter 12, I want to show you that word endured again. Because we're talking today about the man that endureth temptation. But notice Hebrews chapter 12, again, showing that Jesus Christ is our example. Verse 2, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Does temptation cause us to get weary? Absolutely. Can it cause us to faint in our minds? Yes, if we're not where we need to be with God. And God is encouraging us and says, consider Him. Consider Jesus. That He endured the cross. He endured this contradiction of sinners against Himself. Because we're going to face temptation. And God's will is that we endure it, that we stand against it. You know, the Bible tells in 2 Timothy chapter 2, endure hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. We're to endure. Temptation is going to come our way. It is a fact of life. We'll study a little bit later in the chapter where they come from. They come from us. We're our own worst enemy when it comes to temptation. But God wants us to endure them. Look back in James, if you would, in chapter 5 this time. And in this case, it's talking about Job. You talk about temptations. The temptation to curse God. The temptation to give up on God. James chapter 5. Notice verse 11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Again, we see patience and enduring tied together there. In referring to Job, Job waited on God in the midst of so much temptation, so many trials, so much pain. And the Bible talks about those that endure find true happiness. So we are going to face them. If we go back to James 1, it makes it very clear in verse 2, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Our faith is going to be tried with temptations. What does God want? He wants us to endure temptation. For His sake, we are going to be tried over and over again. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, the book right after James, and verse 7. Notice the Bible says, the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Our faith is going to be tried. And there's a movement out there that says, oh, if you just become a Christian, everything will be great. You'll be rich. You'll be healthy. You'll never have any problems. It sounds really good. It's just not true. The Bible is very clear that as children of God, our faith is going to be tried constantly. And one source of those trials is temptation. There's another verse in 1 Peter 4, if you turn there, verse 12. We're actually going to be looking at this Wednesday night in our study through 1 Peter. But it says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. The word strange is in there twice. Think it not strange. Don't be surprised when you get tried. Expect it, in other words. And so God is teaching us a beautiful truth here in James chapter 1, primarily verse 12, where He says, it is a blessing when we endure temptation. Notice He says in verse 12, He shall receive the crown of life. Wow. God's actually promising a crown to those who endure temptation. Think about what that's saying. Which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. So God is saying that when we endure temptation, obviously we don't succumb to it, but we endure it, that it's such a blessing that we're going to be rewarded for it, and it is a way of showing our love for the Lord. You know, the Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments, right? One of the ways we show our love for the Lord is by obeying the Lord. And one area where God wants us to obey the Lord is to endure temptation. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So that means that temptation is God's will. That's the point. Now, God goes on to explain, and we're going to go to verse 13 now. Though it's God's will, it doesn't come from God. God allows it, but God doesn't tempt himself with sin. And it's important for us to understand that this morning. Notice verse 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. So it's important for us to make this distinction that we're going to have a lot of temptation in our Christian lives. When the temptation comes, we have no place to say, God is tempting me right now. God is saying he doesn't tempt. He allows the temptation, but he doesn't tempt himself. Because it goes on to say, God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. The temptations come from our own wicked heart. And God allows them in our lives to grow us, to refine us, to force us to lean on him, to rely upon him, because let's face it, we can't face them on our own strength. And yet God promised that he knows our limits. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I'll show you this. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. God knows our limit, and God will always, through him, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, notice verse 12. Verse 12 basically is teaching us one of the most foolish things we could ever do as a Christian is to think that we are beyond temptation in any area. That's, if you believe that, you're right where the devil wants you. If you believe, oh, I don't have any problem with that temptation, I'm good. That's right where the devil wants you to be. Verse 12, it says, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. But that next verse, most Christians probably haven't memorized. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. In other words, any temptation that we face, it's not new. It's been around since the beginning of man. It goes on to say, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. So on the one hand, God is saying, I want you to endure temptation. I'll give you a crown of life. It's a way of showing your love for me. But he's saying that I'm also going to give you the strength to endure it. Now that's good. He doesn't just say, okay, I'm going to allow these temptations in your life, and you just stand up and do your best and endure. No. It's God that gives us a way to escape. It's God that makes sure that we can bear it. Where do we get that strength? From God himself. Through the Holy Ghost who indwells us as his children. So we can endure the temptations. We can stand against the temptations that will come into our lives with God's help. And God's made this promise, verse 13. Memorize it if you need to. God says, any temptation that he allows in your life, you can bear it. He says he will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able. God knows your limits and won't let the temptations be higher than those limits. So when we succumb to temptation, what does it mean? It means that we're relying on ourselves instead of on God. And that's back in our passage, James chapter 1, verse 14. It all comes down to the flesh versus the spirit. Notice it says, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. His own lust. You mean it's our own fault? Yeah. I mean, the devil brings them and the world brings them, but it's our own flesh. It's our own lust that entices us. And where do we get the strength to stand, endure temptation? From the Lord himself. Jesus said to his disciples there as he prayed, right before he went to the Calvary, he says, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation in Matthew 26:41. He says, the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is Jesus talking. Watch and pray. Because you guys are going to be tempted. Watch and pray. The spirit's willing, the flesh is weak. And so the Bible goes on to say, verse 15, when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Now, the ultimate end of an unredeemed person's life is obviously to be sent to hell in the second death. And I hope that everyone here can say, I am born again. I know I've been saved from my sins. I know that my name's in the book of life. If you can't say that, then the Bible says the wages of sin is death, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. But if you can say that, sin only brings misery in our lives when we succumb to temptation. A good example would be David. David, in 2 Samuel chapter 11, we won't go there, but you know the story. It all started with the eye gate, the lust of the eye. Well, I think we'll call it the lust of the flesh. He just saw a woman bathing herself. Up to that point, no sin was committed. He happened to be on the rooftop. She happened to be on a different rooftop. He saw the woman bathing herself. But then what he saw turned into lust, which then led him to sin. He sent for her. He committed adultery with her. He had her husband murdered. He had a child by her, which God took as punishment for his sin. But it all started just looking. And that's, isn't that what it's telling us? Every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. David was enticed. And right then he had a decision to make. To endure the temptation or to succumb to the temptation. He thought, well, hey, I'm the king. I should be able to have whatever I want. I want her. Never mind that he already had six wives. He wanted her. And we know the rest of the story. Job said, I've made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? Job even understood about the connection between the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life leading to sin in our lives. But what a blessing to find that God not only makes it possible for us to endure temptation through His own strength, through His own Holy Spirit, through His Word. The Bible talks about being renewed in the spirit of your mind in Romans 12:2. But God even says that He will reward us for enduring temptation. And that it is a way for us to say, Lord, I love You. I love You so much, I'm going to endure temptation. And that's what it says. Which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. This crown of life, it's a crown that God is promising to those that what? Endure temptation. So enduring temptation, what a beautiful truth, is a way to say to God, I love You. Next time you're tempted, which will be this afternoon sometime, maybe during lunch, that's your opportunity to say, no, God lives in me. God has given me the strength. God will not suffer me to be tempted above that I'm able. And if I endure this temptation, I'm saying I love the Lord more than the sin. And that just brings glory to God, which is why we're here, to bring glory to God. So the man that endureth temptation, the Bible says, when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. What a blessing. What a blessing. The man that endureth temptation. Let's pray if we could.